This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Bush and Town. This is Lee Link on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, unfortunately, I'm missing part of the evil duo, and that would be Tian. Tian is very sick at home. I hope you're feeling better, honey. Hope your wife is getting you lots of good medicines and looking after you. But I've got a delightful co-host with me this evening. Now, some of you may remember her. She was here a few weeks ago, I think.
It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was. And that would be Sammy.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sammy.
And thank you for calling me delightful.
You are. I love you. You're fun. You're good. Good old Sammy from Dykes on Bikes, if people recall.
So nice to be here again. Thank you for inviting me along tonight.
Yes, thank you for trying to fill in the very large shoes of my delightful co-host, Tian.
Well, I always say that I can never replace somebody, but I'm happy to be a substitute.
Yes, that would be good. Because, yes, Tian is irreplaceable. Look at me trying to suck up to her, and she's not even here.
That's right. We're already missing her.
I know. And she doesn't even know the music I'm going to play. Oh, love you, honey. Oh, she's going to love it. I actually got told I should play a song just for her, Brittany, and then I thought, no. Okay, so on tonight's show, we're going to be discussing the outcome of the Tasmania vote on marriage equality. Madonna is being sued by the Russian anti-gay groups. We're going to be discussing Warren Etched, human rights, and the Australian Christian lobby. And we're going to be taking you through the secrets of lighting up a room, which is Sammy's speciality, and finding your inner glow. And of course, our events for this weekend. Now, do remember, this is our last show at this time slot. As of the 3rd of October, we're moving till 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Wednesday. So please remember that we are at a different time, so when you tune in next Thursday, it won't be us. So yes. Now, a few weeks ago, there was the Australian Christian Lobby approached our lovely Prime Minister to be a speaker, and she declined after their lovely member, Jim Wallace, made some hurtful comments, and she decided to decline his offer. And then Jeff Kennett turned around and said, you know what, hey, I'd like to speak at your organisation. So
which was a bit disappointing that the Honourable Prime Minister agreed in the first place to go. And, you know, there was a petition that I think I certainly signed, and quite a lot of us did. There was even a protest organised for that particular weekend. And then Mr. Jim Wallace decided to equate the health of us lot as being worse than people that smoke cigarettes. And I think that was seen to be pretty disgusting, thankfully, by our Prime Minister, and she declined.
She finally woke up.
And of course, Jeff Kennett sort of smugly suggested that perhaps he might like to turn up and have a bit of a chat with them.
But they declined his offer.
Well, tell me why. What did they say to Jeff Kennett?
There is no substitute for parents of both genders. So this is what Jim Wallace is saying, and Jeff Kennett was basically going to say that he wanted to raise support and understanding for our cause, also because of the fact that many of our people suffer from depression, which leads to suicide, and he wanted to enlighten Jim and his organisation into these very issues. And he basically said that Jeff Kennett was a capitalist and that his funding was threatening and that they didn't feel that he spoke to their organisational views.
What did Jim say something about the aggressive gay bully tactics that Jeff had succumbed to those and was now on the other side, and that was the reason?
Yes, that is also one of the reasons, yes. So there we go.
It's kind of a bit unwinnable. The logic in these arguments is actually quite challenging to deal with when people don't actually understand logic.
Well, I think Jim's a good example of someone who doesn't understand logic. But we won't give that man air because it hurts myself just mentioning his name.
So I wonder who their keynote speaker is going to be now. Well, guess what? I'm not going to go and find out because I'm totally uninterested.
Me too. So if you'd like to join in the conversation, send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Sammy. This is Lay Link on Joy. You're listening to Basha and Tian. Well, actually, Sammy is our special co-host, and this is Leylink on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Sammy, today I saw an interesting article about the fact that Tasmania has finally voted on the marriage equality bill.
Yeah, well, I guess the lower house voted, I think it was last week or the week before, and it was passed, and the upper house voted today. And we've seen all sorts of varying reports today. So
yes, the report I saw was the 15-member parliament voted in the upper house as 8-7. And you later on showed me a figure of 14 members, 6-8.
Yeah, that's right. And earlier in the day, there was a report on social media saying that the vote had taken place and that it came with the exact numbers. But and there were a whole lot of people, it was a massive number of people responded about how disappointed they were. And then about an hour later, another message came through on social media saying, we're very sorry, the vote hasn't taken place yet. You'll just have to ignore what we just said. So there's been a lot of disinformation today to actually find out what the actual number is. But we do believe that it was actually 6-8. And it's a 14-member parliament in the upper house in Tasmania. And you know, it only really needed sort of two people to vote differently, and it would have been the other way around, and we would have had legislation passed. There was
and
some interesting.
We would all be off to Tasmania to get married.
Well, I might not be, but I'll certainly
neither
come.
Neither would I, but, you know.
I'll certainly come, and I'm certainly more than happy to dress up and attend anyone who wants to invite me to their wedding. I'm happy to
You'd
come
make
along.
A lovely flower girl.
I think so too.
with your red hair.
Yes.
Bright red.
It's a shame we're not on television, actually, so that people can't see the change.
I know. It's very. I have to have the sunglasses on because her hair is so bright. But yes, I actually went to the ABC website because I saw people posting things on social network, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to trust it. I'm not going to believe them. I'm actually going to go to the ABC, who I thought I could trust, but they gave me the wrong figures as well. So,
It's a bit bizarre, really, but never mind. Unfortunately, it's been lost. We will fight on.
Yes.
This change needs to happen. So it's hard to believe in this day and age that, again, we come back to logic, that people don't understand. It doesn't actually cost anyone any money. It actually might have it will have an economic benefit for anyone that's in the marriage
bridal
industry.
Registry. All the retailers are screaming, hello.
Yeah.
Registries of bridal showers and weddings. Oh, my God. You know what that would bring into the economy?
And, you know, as we talked about before with, the issues, the psychology on youth and those sorts of things, I mean, this makes people happy. And we know that fully committed long-term relationships, people live longer, they're happier.
Mm.
The children of those partnerships feel like they're, you know, more of a family. I mean, it's hard to see what the downside of this is, but we do occasionally hear the other side of the argument. And again, it's like in logic.
Yes, well, one of the independents, Jim Wilkinson, made an interesting point where he believed that it is a federal issue and that's where it should be voted and debated and argued, and that is why he voted against. So there you go.
And also, I think he also made a comment that it would be constitutionally challenged. In fact, I think two of the members mentioned that they agreed with the concept of marriage equality, but they were concerned that there would be a constitutional challenge, and weren't brave enough to deal with that, unfortunately.
I'm sure there would have been. I'm sure there would have opened a lot of floodgates. You know, I'm sure it would have been sitting in front of the High Court.
Yeah, I wonder who would have taken it to the High Court anyway, so possibly Jim.
I was going to say that person whose name I don't like mentioning.
Oh, sorry to mention it.
My apologies to any Jims out there. I do respect all Jims. It's just one Jim that I'm just not a big fan of. But yes, the other thing which I thought was quite interesting is that now it's sort of falling on the states to look at possibly voting and deciding if they would like to pass legislation to rectify this. Ted Baillieu pretty much said no, that he's going to stay with his political line, which is not allowing the Liberal Party a conscience vote, which basically stops the conversation there, because if they're not going to be allowed to vote, how is that going to solve the issue?
Yeah, and, you know, what does that leave us with? I suppose that leaves us with New South Wales, which is still debating and have said that they are going to allow for a conscience vote. So, back in Victoria, it doesn't look like we're going to have any state-based legislation in the short term, that's for sure.
Which is a shame because, you know, our economy is the worst in the country, and that would be a great boost to the economy in this state. And it would also help a lot of service industries which are struggling and retail.
I love how something that's actually an emotional thing we're actually justifying in terms of logic.
They're politicians. They only understand numbers and money.
Actually, I think politicians just understand getting voted back in again.
Yeah, and that's it, votes.
One of the things that you and I were talking about earlier is that sometimes we just don't have a feeling that a lot of these politicians have actually met the sorts of people that they're making decisions about. And if they actually got closer and actually met some of us, that maybe they might change their minds on these things to realise that we're actually pretty cool, ordinary sort of people.
Yeah, I think they're trying to, you know, keep the blinkers on, but eventually you've got to lift them. And it's just not going to work because eventually we're going to find our way to meet these people. And that's what you need to do, is go to the Marriage Equality website, people, check how your MPs voted, thank the ones that voted for us. I know I'm repeating myself from last week, but it is very important. Write a heartfelt email to the undecided MPs, and also write a heartfelt email, a nice email, to the MPs who voted against, and ask them if they would like to meet with you and maybe bring some of the people within the community to meet them so that they can put a face to an argument, and then maybe that argument will change.
And another thing that often will get attention of your local MP is to actually print out a letter and put it in an envelope and sign your name on it and put it in the post. No, for some of us younger people that are used to technology, that seems a bit foreign, but in actual fact, it is actually a better way of getting their attention. Telephoning their office is also known to be much more effective than sending an email, and it doesn't really take much longer to do either of those things. And ask for an appointment. Ask to go and meet with them. My local member has a monthly community get together where she goes to a place in the local community and is there to answer questions, and really good to look out for those things and go and turn up and have some very nice diplomatic questions. Ask them the question. My local member was asked on the television on Monday evening what her perspective on marriage equality was, and she refused to answer the question time after time after time, no matter how bluntly she was asked. And eventually I had to turn it off. I couldn't watch the show anymore. It was terrible.
It was an interesting show. You should have watched to the end. But no, I she didn't answer the question, as most of them don't do. They spend a lot of time just debating the issue or making a statement about nothing and then never actually answering the question.
Well, it does seem that politics has actually dropped to a fairly non-intellectual level in this day and age, and all they want to do is criticise each other and not actually just answer the simple question, yes or no, please.
I know. When I went to Canberra, I was sitting there watching the different parliaments, and I went in actually and was listening. And it was very interesting to listen to Penny Wong, because she answered every single question. She had facts, she had figures all in her head. She knew everything. And all the other guys were, I'm terribly sorry, my learned colleague. I will have to get back to you on that issue, and I'm not having the figures or the information at hand. She knew everything. I'm thinking, she can do it. Why can't the rest of you do it?
Now, of course, you're biased. I am too, and I think she's gorgeous and wonderful too. So,
but I appreciate the fact of a good mind and a person who is prepared. And someone who will actually answer the questions, and I did appreciate that. But yes, I am a little bit biased. Yes, she is one of our community, so, you know, we've got to support our own.
That's right.
Now, we've received a few text messages.
Cool.
One is from Tian. She's saying, thank you, Sammy, for filling in. She's sniffling and spluttering all over the couch, but she's enjoying our show, and she's very anxious to hear my song choice. Well, haha.
Well, you're going to hear another one shortly, so
you
don't have to wait too long.
Okay, so you're listening to Basha and Sammy. This is Lay Link on Joy.
Joy 94.9. You're with Basha and Sammy this evening on Lay Link. And Tian is not with us tonight. If we'd really like if you could send us a message on 0427 Joy 949 or send us an email at onair@joy.org.au. And Basha, someone has actually sent us a message.
Yes, Jack is on the big silver bus in Melbourne, Australia. She's saying, hey, Sammy and Basha. She's got the show cranked up on her bus radio. Well, we're glad that everyone in the bus can hear us.
That's awesome. I hope all that demographic where Jack comes from are really enjoying listening to us on Joy 94.9.
Yes. Now we're going to talk about something a little bit lighter. So, Sammy, you brought me to this. How to light up a room, because you do that.
Oh, look, you know, one of the things I like doing is having fun and enjoying my life. And, you know, I don't spend any time on anything I don't really want to do. I think that got this bit of a glow. I walk into a room and I'm dancing and I'm, you know, pointing out all the things that are awkward and having fun and smiling. And I came across this article from a blog called Tiny Buddha, and I could relate to some of the things that were in here. And it was sort of talking about, you know, someone that walks into a room and sort of lights up the room a little bit. And I read the things and I thought, hey, I can relate to all those kinds of things. So I thought it'd be worth actually talking a little bit about what some of them are.
Yeah, because they are great. So we've got 6 tips here. So discover your gifts. There you go. So what are your gifts? Mm-hmm. Oh, can we not discuss? Oh, we're at late.
I can't discuss my gifts.
Okay.
Other than I'm always happy, no matter what. And when something makes me unhappy, I just try to get over it and then ignore it and just think about the things that make me happy. So, look, I think also I'm articulate. I can communicate pretty well with people. And
good for a job on radio, yes.
I think I'm good at making people feel comfortable, and they sort of tell me stuff they probably shouldn't tell me. Although I probably shouldn't admit that on the radio, should I?
That's all right. I'm the same. I get people telling me stuff all the time, and I think, oh, maybe you shouldn't have told me that. But yes, I agree. So discovering your gift. Yeah, I agree that when you go somewhere and you just want to be happy and you're just there in the moment and you're just there to enjoy it and you forget about what happened during the week, the day, even an hour before, the traffic, whatever, just forget it. You're there now to have fun and be with your friends and enjoy that element and that environment. I think it does make you feel better, and yes, you do slightly glow. I don't know if people see the glow, but you feel the warmth inside.
Yeah. Number 2, inject happiness. Now, I could really relate to this one. So you saw me. We went out the other night to a bit of a do, and you saw me. You know, there were escalators. What do? I run up the wrong escalators. Everyone else is sensibly going up the escalators. I go up the wrong side and run up the escalators the wrong way.
But that's a really good aerobic workout. So you got a bit of a workout before we went and had dinner. So that was good.
It was that. And, you know, there was a chair that I jumped over, and I managed to get some of the other girls to copy me and do some of the things as well. And, you know, it was... you know, the talks here about, you know, playing look no further than children and dogs. You know, don't just do things that are silly. Do things that, you know, you shouldn't do because they're too serious. Well, if they're too serious, then, you know, if we're too serious all the time, we don't let ourselves go. Life's boring. So just do stuff that's fun that we used to do when we were little kids. Let yourself go, relax. Don't worry about what people think, and just do it anyway. So I'm jumping on those little concrete barriers you get whenever you walk down the footpath. You know, I'm dancing on every street corner. I know that's weird, but I do that. Even if I don't have music, I get told off sometimes, Sammy, can you change the dance move? You've been doing the same one for the last 3 minutes. You know,
but that's okay. At least they're noticing.
Sure. But as you say, I'm using energy up, which is good. And
that's good. See, I agree. See, I can go and, you know, occasionally I'll just go and play with my nieces or things like that, or just kids, you know, that I know, of course. But to play with kids the way kids like to be played with, so not telling them... That sounded wrong. Not going to a kid saying, okay, we're going to draw now. I actually go up to kids and say, okay, what would you like to do? And let them tell me what they want to do, because I hated adults telling me what to do as a kid. And then having someone come up to me and say, okay, we're going to draw now. All right, cool. Or we're going to go play hide and seek. And even though I don't want to play hide and seek, I'm going to play hide and seek with them and do the best hide and seek that I can. And just that. And if it means playing in the sandpit, then I'll play in the sandpit and deal with the sand under my nails later. You know, those kind of things. But just to do that. And when they're happy and they're seeing that I'm doing the stuff that they like to do, I actually become quite happy at the same time.
Oh, you look, you know, you take me, if I'm going with, to the playground or something, and, you know, I've got a child with me because I'm going to the playground with a kid, you know, I'll push them on the swing, and then I'll get on the swing next to them and I'll have a swing. And, you know, it'll be a competition to see who can get higher on the swing. You know, if it doesn't matter what the playground equipment piece is, I'll get on it too, and I'll do the same thing that the kids
are
doing.
Well, my parents, they took my niece when she was still little, they'd take her to the local playground. My mum would sit on the swing next to my niece and my dad would push them both.
Awesome.
And my mother would giggle and laugh just as much as my niece, just to have as much fun. And it was just like, yeah, this is great. So now, point number 3, do it your way. That reminds me of a Sinatra song. I did it my way. Sorry, shouldn't sing. See, your dancing is just infecting me. But yes, you do stuff your own way. Hence the dancing on the side of the street, and you're even dancing in the studio.
I know. I'm actually moving a little bit now. I was moving a lot more when the music was going. I actually get really tired when I come in on the radio. I get it's like another workout for me. But, you know, I really don't. I don't know if care is the right word. I really don't care that much about what people think about what I'm doing. It's important for me that I feel that I'm doing the right thing. And then if people want to judge me or assess me on what I'm doing, I don't really care about that. I want to do it my own way. And the stuff he talks about, you know, running a successful business, losing weight, quitting your day job. You know, I actually do work for myself and I've lost weight and I've quit my day job and all that sort of stuff because I've done it my way. I haven't listened to what anyone else has told me to do. I've just done it the way I want to do it.
Sorry. Exactly. Society spends a lot of time telling us how we should behave. And the people that live outside that box seem to me to be the happiest and most successful people. And they're the people that you're naturally gravitated to, I think. And I fully agree with that one.
I did a really funny thing the other day. I took a peak hour train into the city and it was at like 10 to 9 and arrived in at Parliament Station, which is kind of like our financial district. And here I am with my bright, super bright red hair and my punky sort of clothes that I was wearing. And every single person on the train was in their boring business gear. I got on the train and the first thing I smelt was garlic smell. And I just couldn't help myself. And I said, at the top of my voice on a packed train that you couldn't get any more people in, who had garlic last night? And of course, all the women on the train laughed and laughed and laughed, and all the men were really serious. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know how to react. But
why not?
Shall we move on?
Number 4, see failure in an opportunity. Now, I'm one of those people, I don't believe in failure. I don't believe in regrets. I think I've made some mistakes in my life, but I've learnt from those and I move on. I don't focus on the past because I can't change it. I just live in the present and, okay, yes, I do try to look at the future to see what's happening and things like that. But for me, the past is done. It's gone. We don't have time machines. So why bother? You know, why rethink conversations and stuff? And I fully agree with that, that you shouldn't look at failures. You just focus on what can happen.
You learn from it. You know, you figure out if you did A and B and, you know, that caused something to happen the wrong way, well, do it a different way next time and, you know, turn it into something that's actually beneficial from you. So, yeah, it's a great piece of advice. Let's have a look at the next step. Step 5, step away from what doesn't fit anymore.
So does that mean, like, getting rid of those tight shoes or... No?
Do you know, I look at this one a little bit more generic.
Pants that don't fit?
I think simplifying our lives, you know, we become used to doing the same old things all the time, and I think sometimes it really helps to just get rid of everything and sort of simplify, get rid of all the complexity. You know, do you really need to subscribe to subscription television, watch television all the time? Maybe you could do something else with your time. Just think about what you're doing. Just because you've always done it, maybe you shouldn't keep doing it. Do something different. You know, I got rid of my car because I live in the inner city and I don't need a car anymore. I might as well just walk and take public transport. And that's much more better for me and save the environment. I don't need a car anymore, so I haven't missed it at all.
No, I agree. And you just, you know, I'm looking at, you know, taking hobbies and stuff and doing things that I've always wanted to do. So I've started painting, you know, and things like that, that you look at things that you've, you know, that list of things you've always wanted to do that you've never actually done. I just think, why not just start doing those things like your bucket list and see what happens? Maybe you'll discover a hidden talent. You know, I could be the next Picasso. Probably not, but, you know, he is trying.
And I came back to my red hair. You know, I had you know, it's like I just wanted to do something different. And, I was sick and not enough people were staring at me as I was walking down the street. And I wanted to do something different. So I changed and I made bright red hair. And it's been so much fun.
You read this article before that, didn't you? Lighting up a room.
I think I could have, but it's been so much fun. And everywhere I go, people want to talk to me. And, you know, people have a big grin. And I don't care whether they want to, you know, making fun of me or not. But anyway.
Anyway, and the last one is allowing yourself to be driven by something bigger than yourself. So I think that's sort of believing in a higher power and, you know, surrendering to that and understanding that that's what you want in the future, which I think is good. A bit of spirituality is always good. So you're listening to Basha and Sammy on Leylink on Joy. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is Leylink on Joy 94.9. And I should actually say Basha and Sammy. I'm sorry, Sammy. I'm just so used to saying Basha and Tian.
That's okay.
And I'm staring at your red hair and I just missed it.
That's all right. I said Basha and Sammy when it was my turn.
See? Yeah, but you know who you are, but that's okay.
I do.
You can also check out our Leylink page, like our page, because we like that. And we'll also be posting all the events up there. So if you just go to the Joy website. Now, I wanted to talk about Warren Etch. I heard an interesting interview with him this week. Now, to those of you who don't know who he is the chief opposition whip for the coalition of the Australian House of Representatives. He is a huge supporter for the same-sex and gender-diverse rights within the conservative movement in Australia. And when you listen to this guy talk, he is very much a part of, he understands our cause and and who we are. I think because he's actually spent time and met people within his constituents who have let him know what's happening. He spoke to John Howard about the fact of a soldier who was wondering about what would happen with his pension when he passed on, because his partner was a man. And it was like, well, where does that go? How does this not, you know, how does my superannuation not go to him? And this is awkward. And he starts a lot of those conversations in Parliament. He's been doing this for years. And he's a very interesting man. And we will put a link on our Facebook page to listen to this interview. It is a very interesting interview, or you can read the text. It's probably a lot easier because the interview is sort of a bit, you can hear doors slamming in the background and stuff. I don't know where exactly they conducted this interview, but it could have been in an open plan office.
I just think it might have been the Liberal Party room or something like that, if there's lots of doors slamming.
Yeah, probably. didn't really sound a lot of fun, so yeah, I'm sure it was. But you've heard of him, haven't you, Sammy?
Yeah. Look, it's quite interesting that, you know, one of the interesting experiences that he had was that when he was a youth, he befriended a man, and they went to the pub, and he found that as his friend drank more alcohol, he became a bit more feminine. And during this time, Warren, he said that he had to defend his friend on a number of different occasions because they sort of ends up in dangerous situations that they regularly found themselves in, just trying to be themselves in a bit of a deeply traditional rural area. And after not seeing his friend for quite some time, he asked someone else that knew about him what had happened. And it turned out that his Warren's former colleague, now Alana, had been saving her money so that she could start her transition. It turned out that his friend was actually transgender, and she was paying her way through high school. And Warren then stated that Alana is now a doctor who tends to the medical needs of rural and remote communities within far north Queensland. So I think what's really interesting for Warren is that he actually had a friend who, you know, who transitioned, a transgender person, and was great friends with that person before and afterwards, and
yes,
had that personal sort of experience of meeting someone who was transgender. And I think that's sort of helped Warren understand the gender diverse community a bit better, and that's why perhaps he is much more empathetic to the needs of the whole alphabet of all of us.
Yes, the rainbow.
Thank you. And I think that's probably something that every politician needs to do, is to just meet us and realize that we're actually human beings and loving, we have long-term loving relationships with each other, and we just want a bit of
Yes, and he was saying how much he found that as a female, she was just a lot happier. And when he met her for the first time, when she'd transitioned, she came running up to him and hugged him and walked up to him and said, "Do you remember me?" And it took him a while. And then she sort of said, and he was like, "Oh my God." But he was okay with it. And they are still friends and they still communicate. And this is good. And this is the thing, is putting that, as we say, you know, that face to the argument. And this is why he's one of our great advocates within the Liberal Party. So it's always interesting to have someone on our side.
It is fabulous.
And it's quite funny, because to not have someone on your side, here we go.
Oh, don't mention his name again.
No. An interesting thing is Madonna's being sued by the anti-gay groups are suing her for $10 million. So there you go. Because during her tour in Russia, in St. Petersburg, she was discussing the fact that in Russia recently, they've passed laws that ban sodomy, lesbianism, bisexualism, and transgenderism, and pedophilia to minors. Now, she found that she's written on Facebook that this is a ridiculous rule and that she doesn't agree with this. And during her concert, she did make comments about it. And she had people in the audience with signs saying "no fear," and just saying that we need to show love and appreciation to the gay community. And this is one of the reasons why, unfortunately, she's being sued, is because there were people under the age of 18, so there were minors in the audience. And these anti-gay groups in Russia are now claiming that, you know, that as a result of seeing this show, there is a possibility that some girls may become lesbians and some boys may become gay. And this is causing moral suffering, and this is why they've decided to sue Madonna. So there you go. I just found that so interesting, because I thought that was the silliest thing I'd ever heard.
It does actually make me feel happy to live in this country. Whilst we, you know, look at people in other countries like Russia, where it's such a patriarchal society.
Yes,
You know, men run the place, from what I can tell. And I think that, you know, they've banned gay pride parades in Russia for the next 100 years. I mean, this is such draconian mentality. And
yes.
You know, I'm happy to live in this country where we don't have too many more of these sorts of battles that we have to deal with.
No, it's very difficult and it's very hard. And Madonna, of all people, you know, would she not, you know, if Madonna didn't make a scene or didn't make a statement about this, I would have been shocked. I would have been upset. We expect that from Madonna.
Well, she is 54 years old now, so it's great to see someone of that young, sprightly age. I think she's young and sprightly because I'm not too far away from that myself. Nice to see her causing a bit of trouble, and I'm sure she's actually quite enjoyed that they want to sue her for $10 million.
Yeah, and she was also making claims about freeing Pussy Riot and stuff, and so it was just really interesting to see that they were very anxious about her and her tour. So even at that age, she's still ruffling feathers. So you're listening to Basha and Sammy. This is Leylink on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Basha and Sammy. This is Leylink on Joy. And that's pretty much the fastest hour, I reckon, because we're right near the end of our show, Sammy.
It's gone so quickly for
me. It has. So we've been talking to you today about the fact that Jeff Kennett is not going to be the keynote speaker at the Australian Christian Lobby, that unfortunately Tasmania will not have the marriage equality bill passed. We've enlightened you about Warren Etch and his opinions, and of course the fact that Madonna was being sued, go figure, by the Russians because she's spouting gay hatred, you know, promoting the gay people. Oh my God. Madonna having anything to do with gay people. God, heaven forbid.
Well, thank you for having me on the show tonight. Tiana, I hope you're still listening and that you hope that the show will still have listeners next week after I've been here.
Of course they will. Yeah. Thank you very much for stepping in and helping me out, because it would have been a very one-sided program. I would have had to have done accents, and I can only do about two. Oh. Can't hold them for very long. So, yes, you'd either hear a very bad Indian accent or a very Eastern European Russian accent, which probably wouldn't have worked very well. But yes, thank you for stepping in. And yes, so this is Leylink on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.